Hi, everybody. Kurt Schlichter here for Unredacted Town Hall VIP Podcast. I'm joined by Irina and Arky and Biden are here with us. You got to talk louder. Hola. Embrace your Spanish heritage. Hispanic or Latinx. Now, I know we're a little behind the times because we were in Paris when Puerto Rico is Garbage Gate came out. What was your reaction when I as a Latinx woman of Latinxness, what was your reaction when I said, hey, some stand-up comedy's called Puerto Rico Garbage?
No, you actually told me the joke.
I told the joke?
Yes.
There's a giant pile of garbage floating out in the Caribbean. It's called Puerto Rico.
Yes, and I laughed. I did laugh.
Funny. Why are you not offended? Aren't all Hispanics the same?
Yeah, we're all.
Aren't you all the same?
Just parceled out to all the islands.
You gotta speak up.
We were just parceled out to all the different islands and different, countries and South and Central America.
Well, I like people whose only experience with Hispanics is like telling their nanny to, make sure not to feed their kids any, processed food. Explaining how, this is the thing that's gonna get it. You pissed off the Puerto Ricans.
Or the Latino community.
The Latino community.
We all give each other shit for being from whatever country we're from. So I thought.
Yeah, there's a Latinx hierarchy.
Well, it's just we all give each other crap. And it's kind of, that was funny. That was funny. I'm sorry.
I don't care. That's drama. If you can't take a joke, you eat it.
A lot of Latinos probably laughed at that, thought it was funny too.
Yeah, I'm sure they're gonna go, well, you know, I'm paying twice as much as I am for car insurance because illegal aliens are slamming into my vehicle. I can't get a job. I have to take out a mortgage to go shop. But some comic made a joke about Puerto Rico, of which I have never been. That changes everything. That's not a thing, huh? I don't think that's a thing. And then Trump shows up in his garbage van
that
stuff.
That's the best thing ever.
I was laughing. Oh, cause Biden stepped on Kamala, man. What would Biden do differently if he wanted to screw with her? He would do nothing. He would do absolutely nothing. Oh, his supporters are garbage. Okay. No, it's not so. You didn't hear the apostrophe. And then, of course, the next day, Trump wants to put Liz Cheney in front of the firing squad. And that you hear is a couple million veterans going, yeah. Oh, our pal, what's his name? Jesse Kelly.
Yeah.
Was like, yeah, I had a friend who drowned in a tank, you know, in one of your fucking father's wars, you know, don't think I'd give a shit. He's like, he was not having it. And I'm like, I don't care. I don't care. I don't care if that's what Trump did say. I don't care. Yeah. Well, Trump's a fascist. Also, let's prosecute him for things I've never been prosecuted before in front of judges whose daughters are, you know, working for Kamala Harris. Because I just don't think it works anymore. I think look, there are stupid people.
People in their bubble buy all this stuff.
Well, look, America's full of retarded people because there's just so many people. A certain portion are going to be retarded.
But they really believe or want to believe he's a criminal. They really are like chomping at the bit. We got him this time.
We got him this time. What's your gut about the election? We're doing this Saturday morning. I haven't seen the latest, I have seen the latest. Props to Peanuts. They murdered that little pet squirrel.
And the raccoon.
Don't forget the raccoon. Oh, honey, I saw it. I was legit angry. I mean, like, you know when I get angry?
Yeah,
not just like I'm annoyed. It's like.
There was no reason for that. That was just.
To kill somebody, murder somebody's pet. Because you're a fucking bureaucrat? And Kathy Hochul's like, well, I don't care. And then a liberal wrote about, some leftist wrote about, right wingers are pouncing on, government officials lawfully, taking custody of a pet. It's like, you want to spark the second Civil War. This is the way you do it. I'll tell you, John Wick did nothing wrong. John Wick. I get it.
I support him.
I'm
born at him.
100%. Yeah, these frickin' bureaucrats. Who's the guy who thought, let's take this guy's pet squirrel and kill it? You thought that, and somebody got up and thought that was okay.
Well, somebody reported him, right?
I don't know what the story is. Yeah. But at some point you go, you know, we're not gonna, yeah, we got, we have to euthanize it. At which point you go, what are you talking about? No, you don't.
This is not a free country.
No.
If they're doing this stuff.
Well, remember,
what
is it, Democrats and pets? They're eating the dogs, they're eating the cats, they're murdering the squirrels and the raccoons.
They're all for it.
No, they want to hurt us. And don't think they wouldn't do this to us. And I knew I'd be barred. Somebody was on there going, Kurt's crazy. He wrote a town hall article that says she wants us disenfranchised or dead. He's crazy. And he's a fascist and a racist. Well, what do you want done with fascists? You want to know what I want done with communists? I know what I want done with communists. And all I can say is peanut got off easy.
There are helicopters.
Yeah.
I'm all for it.
Oh, these people, see, they're stupid and they're evil and they're cruel. And they love to inflict pain on normal people. I mean, look it up. They're like, here are the arguments. It's okay to import third world peasants to eat your animals. It's okay for bureaucrats to decide you can't have a squirrel. It's better off dead. Your pet is better off dead. We're going to kill it so you can't have it. Okay. Yeah, it was cool to shoot Ashley Babbitt in the Congress because she's, a conservative. It's like, guys, you sure you want this? You know, it'd be good if more conservative Christians died of COVID. Guys, be really careful about the freaking rules you put in place because they're going to be applied to you. And do not think that there is not an incredible well of hatred out there. Vicious hatred. Civil wars are the least civil. And I'm telling you guys, I'm telling you leftists, this is not the road you want to go down. You think in the short term, because no one's ever freaking beaten the shit out of you, that no one's ever going to beat the shit out of you. Well, I got a newsflash. This is the problem with America. Okay, we have feminized too much stuff in the sense that, you know, there are people who've gone, you know, through their entire lives never being in a fist fight. Okay? Who've never realized, you know, I can get fucked up if I run my fool mouth. Back in our day, remember our day?
Yeah.
People are fighting all the time. I got my ass kicked a lot. I did. It was usually against groups. But, you know, I remember one kid was like hassling me. I finally had it. And he did something, and I threw my books out in the Spanish class. And I just went to town on this kid. And Mrs. Brewster said, no, let them fight. Spanish teacher.
Yep.
Let him fight. And I'll tell you, that little bitch fucking didn't mess with me anymore. But, you know, it's not pretty that people get their asses kicked, but if you get your ass kicked, you have an understanding of real power, you know? And I think a lot of these people don't. You know, we're driving through Orange County right now. We stayed at a Waldorf Astoria to meet some people down here in Orange County and do some business stuff. And it is a bubble of affluence. And you want to live that way, but you have to be aware that the world is not generally like that. What are you going to do to keep that world? And the answer for far too many femboys and catwomen is, well, you know, I've got a Black Lives Matter thing in my front yard. I believe in science. No human is illegal. they will not do the hard thing. They're not even hard things, because all societies do them. All sane societies. But not allow evil people to screw up everything else. You know? They just not tolerated. And when it becomes tolerated, you got a problem. I mean, look at ancient Rome. The Republic for many, many years was a very stable society. No, they didn't have a police force, but they also didn't put up with crap. If you caused a problem, they had no problem fucking you up. Right? Then, you know, things started getting different. And they started tolerating shit they didn't tolerate before. And it all went to hell. I do not want a tolerant society. I want a society that is absolutely intolerant of bullshit. Okay? Freedom is not the ability to screw everybody else over for your own personal agenda. Nor is it to validate your own mental illness. For instance, the trans stuff. And by the way, as I was explaining to someone today, I'm not just for, we just can't do this trans stuff on kids. You know, if an adult wants to make that choice, we have to let them. No, none of them. No, you do not tolerate insane people being, allowing themselves to be mutilated by purportedly sane people to convert. You don't do it. It's uncivilized. No. Well, what about freedom? No, you don't have freedom to do that. Sorry. You don't have freedom to kill your baby. Sorry. Well, you're not really about freedom. I'm not interested in what you fucking bitches say. Yeah. At all. Don't care. And, I think for too long, and I've said before, and I'll probably put it in my next book, you know, for a long time, people said live and let live. And I thought that was a great idea. And then I realized that live and let live meant you're trying to have sex with my children. And I'm not supposed to do anything about it.
Say that I believe things I do not believe, that I know are lies.
Yeah, I'm not doing it.
No, that's not freedom either.
Yeah, we're not doing any of that shit. Yeah, I think we're going to have I think we will have a golden age under Trump. Because spoiler, I think Trump's probably going to pull it.
I think he is, but I think it's going to be a very disruptive.
Yeah, they will disrupt.
4 years like it was. Hopefully not. Hopefully he has his act
together. Well, what they were able to exploit was the default of normality. That is, that every legal process is normal. That when the Justice Department does something, it's normal. That you, Jeff Sessions, you have to recuse yourself because, you know, we just don't want an appearance of impropriety, even though this is all bullshit. Oh, okay. No. What I want Trump to do is to recognize that it's all bullshit and communists have been weaponizing the instruments, the levers of power for their own ends, and we're not going to do it. For instance, if I'm Trump, I'm going to say, okay, I am chief executive. Okay. There is no independent Justice Department. Justice Department works for the president. As the president, I'm making the following order. You will not investigate any member of my staff, any of my appointees, or any member of either political party or politician without my express written permission. I am going, if you think they're doing something corrupt, you're going to present it to me, and I am going to decide whether you actually have evidence or whether you're trying to frame them. And they'll scream and yell, and what he needs to go is, no, you've given that up. When you did Russiagate, which was a giant lie that effectively disenfranchised tens of millions of Americans from the presidency they voted for, you've lost your benefit of doubt privilege. That's over. So you are not going to do, and here, furthermore, if you spend government money, including your own time, doing it, I'm going to prosecute you. because you are not authorized to spend government resources on that. I will prosecute you. And if I were him, I would issue the order from like Oklahoma. I would say Oklahoma, and this is the headquarters. This is, the Department of Justice headquarters in Oklahoma. The Department of Justice liaison for any investigation of any of my officials is through here in Oklahoma. You will report here. This is where the reporting must be done. So if they don't report, where is venue? It's in Oklahoma. That's where they violated the law. You know, by not reporting it and not obtaining permission. They violated it in Oklahoma. And why does it matter? Because you can't convict a Democrat in Washington, D.C.
Oh, yeah. Not at all. No.
Well, that's not fair. You know what?
Oh, well.
Okay. There's an election in 4 years. Make the case. We did. And we won.
A lot of things have not been fair for
Democrats. Yeah. You come to me talking about fairness? Yeah, you're coming to me talking about fairness right now. Is that?
Well, languishing and prison. You
know, oh, I.
Speedy trial. Their rights taken away from them.
Oh, I don't even get me started on that. I would pardon all of them. Day one, pardon all of them, the abortion people, the guy who got imprisoned for making a Hillary Clinton joke. And then plenty of people to investigate. Jimmy Kimmel. Well, you were joking about people not voting on time. I'm going to investigate you, see if it's a crime. Because that's the new rule. I don't think it's a good rule. I think it's a bad rule. And maybe we change it after we deal with you. And you come out and concede, yeah, this is a terrible idea. Oh, and I would say, hey, the number what now, the biggest problem for the Civil Rights Division at the Department of Justice? Anti-white racism and anti-male sexism. Yeah, that is going to be our focus. And remember, it's crime. And if you are, an admissions officer who says, well, I'm not going to have any white males, I'm going to prosecute you. And you're going to jail. We're done. All you got to do is ignore their screaming. You've just got to be able to say, there is, oh, you're racist, sexist. I don't care what you think. And I think Trump should get out because this is a huge problem. And, we have people, we had that piece of shit Milley put a book on his military reading list that said the answer to past racism is future racism. Okay? So this is not an illusion. This is something you guys believe. And what you believe is scummy and wrong. And we're not going to do it. And I would totally do that. And I love it. Well, he's going to prosecute his political opponents. I hope so. Why should you be prosecuting Donald Trump? Well, he committed crimes. Okay. Don't commit crimes, Democrats. Make it easy on yourselves. Instead of making it easy for me to prosecute you. Just because I'm taking pleasure in it doesn't mean it's wrong. He needs to not be apologetic.
But everybody has to be on the same. Everybody has to be following the same.
Well, there are. Yeah. And they need to be abused.
And then they work against.
Well, he doesn't need to appoint any of them. That's step one. Step two, in the Senate, if he wins, he's going to have a lot of power. And he needs to take aside whoever the new majority leader is and go, I want to be really clear. If you fuck with me, you're going to have a problem. I'm going to do what I can to get you out of the majority. Or you out of the majority leader role. And I will spend all my time screwing with you. You're going to back my plays. That's how it's going to be. That's your job. That's what I expect you to do. I mean, John Cornyn from Texas is a piece of shit. He did a gun control thing with the Democrats. What kind of fucking retard Republican does a gun control bill? Where we got nothing. What do we got? Do we get, okay, we're doing a gun control bill. What's our take? Do we get, concealed reciprocity?
Well, no.
Oh, we got, red flag laws. Oh, we got that? That's like saying, but you got herpes. You got something. You know? What are you complaining about? You have something you didn't have before. It's not all... I mean, these people are just so weak. I think we're going to do very well in the Senate, and I think we're going to have a lot of Republicans there. I think the most likely outcome is Trump does surprisingly well. The second most likely outcome is Trump squeezes through. The next most likely outcome is Kamala squeezes through with Republican Senate. Then, Kamala romps is the least likely. I just don't see that happening. But, yeah, that's what I think. Okay. But, why do I think that? Do you wonder why I think that?
Sure.
Should I explain?
Yeah.
Okay. Look at it in various categories. Fundamentals. Who's president now and are times good? She's effectively president now. Times are not good.
Okay.
Right? Second fundamental. She is an unappealing and stupid person. She's not likable. I know they're trying. Remember how they tried to make Amy Schumer a star? She's the Amy Schumer of American politics. All the smart people told us she was great. Was she great? She's not great. She's fat. And she's brat. And nobody, is Amy Schumer in anything now, though? Lena Dunham, remember her?
Oh, yeah.
Remember how they tried to force ugly chicks on us? Because, they're the starlet you deserve. Remember, everything is ugly. Everything is painful. They can't have anything beautiful. They should have you as a star. Because you're attractive.
You're wonderful.
Yeah, I am. Here, squeeze that back.
And you're dreaming.
Yeah, and I've got all sorts of muscle pain. And I think I have arthritis.
Still dreaming.
But, fundamentally, she's just not a person people like. People didn't like her before she got nominated. And I think a lot of them are doing the castor oil thing, going, or drinking bad whiskey. Smooth. You know?
Yeah.
So fundamentals, I think they go for Trump. Trump had a good run. He didn't start any wars. His economy was good. Vibe. Trump's having fun. She's angry and mean all the time. Who would you rather hang out with? I mean, try to be objective.
Definitely, yeah.
Definitely, yeah. Even with Cardi B around.
There's no way I'd be
Cardi B
with you. I don't even want to see her.
Yeah. Yeah, it's just...
There's nothing appealing about her.
Yeah, they're just unpleasant. And hectoring. Have you seen Waltz's wife? She does that librarian thing. Okay, everyone repeat after me. We're not going back. Come on, I can't hear you. Use your outside voices. Oh my God, and him. Holy shit. Tim Walz has a secret, but it's not a very well kept one. I like how they actually leaked that he banged some Chinese chick.
Oh, right.
Yeah, they wanted to get ahead of the, getting ahead.
Yeah.
Did you get that?
Yeah, I got it.
Okay.
It yeah, it
he's,
clever, yeah.
Yeah, he's creepy.
No, you can't tell me he's not compromised.
He's so compromised. He's just a fucking scumbag. If they win, the country's going to have a problem. It's going to be bad times. We'll get through them. But, people are going to get hurt because of them. And I don't like it. I don't want it. But I got to tell you, that's what they're going to do. Somebody, I did my article on it. So I was, Kirk Schlitz is a total lunatic. I was like, okay, what part am I wrong about? You're just a racist. Oh, okay. You're a white. Oh, I was a white male. Typical white male. Oh, you mean hardworking, patriotic, serve my country, freaking loyal, pays my taxes, doesn't break laws, that kind of, is that, don't all those things mean white supremacy now? Those are bad things now? Because apparently, according to liberals, other people can't do them. I know plenty of people who don't share my skin tone who do those things. I served with a lot of them. So, yeah, fuck you, liberal. Yeah, but they just hate us. So anyway, we got the fundamentals. And we got the fun, right? Typically, the person who's more fun wins. And I talked about it a little with Kennedy, right?
Yeah.
On my stream of consciousness, which is, who was more fun, Nixon or Kennedy? Kennedy's more fun. I mean, he's banging, you know, Marilyn Monroe. That's like the definition of fun. You want to be, you know, what do you want? Camelot or I haven't shaved? You know? So, the fun vibe. The polls usually undercount Trump. They've done that for two cycles. And, as I pointed out before, I don't think that polling is the one institution in America that has actually gotten better in the last 8 years. Right?
Yeah.
So I think, I think they're undercounting Trump's people. I think the, early returns that we're seeing, support that. That we're turning out a lot of people who don't usually vote and they're hard to poll. So I think, tied polls go to Trump. I think that's it.
I'm cautiously optimistic.
Yeah. And the last thing.
I mean, much more than I was before.
Yes. You were pretty pessimistic.
Yeah.
So was I. I thought Trump had a ceiling. But then you know what happened? Events.
Yeah.
And look, I'm a big DeSantis supporter. I love DeSantis. I worked for him, but I wanted to see him get nominated. And, you know, there are people, now most DeSantis supporters are fully on the Trump train. I am too. There are some DeSantis people who go, well, if we had DeSantis, he'd be running away with it by now. No, he wouldn't. That's not so. I'd like to think so, but it isn't so. Because you know who'd be more Hitler than Trump? DeSantis. Just like, oh, there's already been the headline, Vance is even worse than Trump. It's always Hitler. Always Hitler. Hey, can I have some of that Diet Dr. Pepper?
Sure.
Getting a little, my voice is getting a little scratchy.
There you go.
Been doing this a half hour. We're gonna have to end soon.
I know. And I was surprised when you started.
I know.
Not expecting that.
I told you I was gonna do it on the way home.
Just not when. It was always a secret.
Just boom, starting. Hi, it's unredacted. Wait, what?
I was like, oh, we're doing that. Ah.
That's fun.
Okay.
The last thing is people in the know.
Yeah.
Now, as you know, I have had the privilege of getting to know politicians, consultants, people in the business over the last few years, and I communicate with them occasionally. I don't really talk about it because I'm still a lawyer, at least for a little while. And I tend to keep things very close to the vest. So I'll give you what I have in general. In general, they are cautiously optimistic. And these are often pessimistic people. These are people, oh, we're fucked. You know, publicly they're very much, oh yeah, we're kicking ass. By themselves, they're often, you know, not so much. They're often, oh, we got problems, we're screwed. They're all cautiously optimistic. I haven't had anybody go, no, we're fine. I've had some people worrying about things, but you know what you're paid to do?
To worry about things.
But they're all like, look, you know, all the pieces seem to be coming together for us.
All right.
It all depends on people going out and voting.
Their vote.
Have you voted? Now there are people listening who can't vote until tomorrow, which is election day.
Okay.
This will come out Monday.
Yeah.
Go out in the morning. Don't be that guy there at 5 o'clock who goes, well, you know, my kid's got his Little League game. I got to go. I got to get out of line. If you can't vote early, you should have voted already if you could. If you can't vote early, get out and vote early in the morning. Get it done. You know? Because there is a non-zero number of people, as the ruthless guys call it, who will not be able to vote on election day because of unforeseen events. And even if that's 2%, 2% of our voters who can't vote for some reason, if we're half the votes, that's 1%. 1% could determine the races in a lot of these venues. Okay? So don't be part of the 2%. Okay? Let the Democrats do it. And I think the Democrats are having trouble turning out. Their numbers are down over previous years. I think a lot of Democrats who don't like Kamala and don't like Trump are just going to sit it out and just go screw them both or not make the effort to go vote. I think that is what they're going to do. So we'll see. Well, but that's how it works. How do you think Republicans have done? Republicans, I'm not happy with Trump. I'm not happy with anything. I'm just not going to vote. I would rather have a Democrat vote for the Republican. After that, I'd rather the Democrat not vote.
Sure.
Okay. So go.
With that.
Oh, am I done?
Yeah.
Okay. So we'll see how well this ages.
All right, guys.
That is the Unredacted Ghost. You can read my town hall columns every Monday, Wednesday, Thursday. Follow me at Twitter. Get my book, The Attack. It is out there on Amazon. You want to read it. By the way, somebody called me from who was running a war game. He like consults. He's a military guy.
Yeah.
Ex-military runs, consulting and ran a war game of current events for a bunch of, business guys.
Oh.
You know, how are we gonna, you know, if such and such happens, how is our business going to keep functioning?
Yeah.
That's actually a thing.
Oh, okay.
And I really want to, I'm going to text him and go, how do I get in on this sweet, sweet cash? He said, your book got brought up as one to read, is like the book to read.
Really?
Yes.
Wow. Okay.
I was like, that's interesting.
That's great.
So I gotta follow up with, my pal. There's another 06. Anyway, thank you guys for being VIP members. We really appreciate it. If you are a VIP Platinum member, you could DM me. We have a special direct message function. And, you know, I check it and try and get back to people. Because that's the kind of guy I am. Thank you very much. See you next time on Unredacted. Bye-bye.